Welcome to the Word of Life Bible Study Podcast, a work of the Southwest Church of Christ in Austin, Texas. We invite you to open your Bibles and follow along with us as we study God's Word together. Welcome to the very first episode of the Word of Life Bible Study Podcast. My name is Cody Westbrook, and I'm the preacher for the Southwest Church of Christ in Austin, Texas, and it's my privilege to be able to open up the Bible and to study from it with you for just a few minutes today. We're going to be talking about the idea of calling. So often in the religious world, we hear people talk about the call of God. Someone says, well, the Lord called me to do fill in the blank, or maybe they ask the question, have you been called by the Lord? And what we want to know is it true that the Lord calls people, first of all? And then second, if he does call, then how does he do it? And for what reason does he do it? And to what does he call us? Those are the questions that we want to explore today, and of course, we want to do that not by consulting any of the opinions or the traditions or creeds of men. We simply want to open up the Bible, which is the wonderful Word of Life, and we want to see what God has to say in His written Word about this and every subject. So I want to begin this morning. I want to begin this morning, first of all, by noticing Acts chapter 2 and verse number 39. And the first point that we need to notice is this. It is true that God does call people. It is true that God does call people. Look at Acts 2 verse 39. The scripture says, "For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call." Now, Peter is talking about salvation. He says, for the promise is to you. The promise that he's referring to is salvation. And he says that this promise is to all people, as many as the Lord our God shall call. So he affirms that God does call individuals. What about first? There's another passage, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 10. Peter also talks about calling. And he makes this statement, he says, "But may the God of all grace who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." So now Peter is saying again in 1 Peter 5 verse 10, yes, God does call us. In fact, he says God did call us, talking to Christians, of course. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 9, the Apostle Paul makes this statement about the calling of God. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9 says, "God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." So it is true that God calls people. And in fact, in John 6 verse 44 and 45, Jesus taught that it is the Father who draws all men to Him. Jesus said in that context, again that's John chapter 6, verse number 44 and 45, Jesus made the following statement. Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." So the Bible affirms that God calls. The Bible affirms that God draws us to Christ Jesus, John 6, verse 44 and 45. So the first question, does God call people, is yes, God calls. But now the second question is, how does God do it? And this one is a very important question because, again, so many in the religious world have the idea and even teach the idea that God calls individuals on a very subjective basis. Someone might say, well, I heard the call of the Lord, or I feel like the Lord is calling me to do this or that. But what does the Bible say about how God calls people? Let's notice in our Bibles together 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Would you please turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I want us to read together 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the context around verse number 14. We're going to begin in verse 13. 2 Thessalonians 2 beginning in verse 13. This is what God says. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which He called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now this passage, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 13 and 14, it tells us exactly how God calls people. And this is exclusive. This is not one way amongst many by which God calls people. This is the way that the Bible teaches that God calls people. And what does Paul say it is in verse 14 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in the pages of your Bible? What does it say? It says, to which He called you by our gospel. God calls people through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Bible teaches us that the gospel is God's power to save, Romans 1, 16 and 17. And I want to point you back to this passage we looked at a moment ago in John chapter 6, verse 44 and 45. Remember when Jesus was talking about how the Father will draw people to Himself? Did you notice that Jesus actually tells us in that passage not only that God will do it, but He also tells us how He does it? Look at it again. John 6, verse 44 and 45, Jesus says, "No one can come to Me unless the Father who sent Me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to Me." You see, in verse 45, Jesus explains verse 44. In verse 44, He says, the Father draws men. In verse 45, He says, that happens by being taught. He says, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to Me. So when God calls people, God is not calling people in some sort of mysterious way. It's not like a feeling that we're going to get or a still small voice in our head or anything like that. The Bible teaches us that God calls people through the gospel. The Bible teaches us that God draws people to Him when they hear and when they learn the words of God. You see, this is why Jesus said in Matthew 28, 18 to 20, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe whatever things I've commanded you." And in Mark 15, verse 15 and 16, He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Why is it that we're to go preach the gospel into all the world? Why is it that we're to go and teach all nations? The reason is because it is the gospel that's the instrument that God uses to call people to Him. So our first question, does God call people? The answer is yes. The second question, how does He do it? The answer is through His Word. The third question, who does the Lord call? Who is available, or who rather has the privilege of hearing this call of God that is through the gospel of Jesus Christ? The answer is everyone. Every single human being on planet Earth is called by God through the gospel to obey the Lord and to be saved from their sins. Jesus said in Luke 19, verse 10, "The Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost." And do you remember the passage that we began our study with, Acts 2, verse 39? "For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off." That little phrase, "to all who are afar off," that's a reference to all people. You see, these were Jews on the day of Pentecost that were listening to this gospel sermon. And when Peter said that God is going to call through the gospel even those who are afar off, he's talking also about Gentiles. So every person, whether they're Jew or whether they're Gentile, God's desire for them, 2 Peter 3, verse number 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He desires that all come to a knowledge of the truth," according to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. God calls all people. Jesus came to save the lost. God wants all people to listen to what He says and to answer the call of the gospel. So, does God call? Yes. How does He do it? Through the gospel. Who does He call? Everybody. And finally, our last question, unto what Does the Lord call us? What's the purpose of this? Let me share with you several passages. First of all, would you look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9? In 1 Peter 2, verse 9, Peter helps us to understand the answer to this question. Listen to what he says. He's talking to Christians, and he's making a purpose statement for being a New Testament Christian, and this is what he says. He says, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him," listen to this, "who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Unto what is the Lord calling men and women? According to 1 Peter 2:9, He is calling us out of darkness and into His marvelous light. That means that through the gospel, the Lord calls us to step out of the world and to begin living lives that are holy, walking in the light as He is in the light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 and following, He calls us from darkness into light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But then listen to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2. In this passage, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2, listen to what Paul writes. He says, "To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, both theirs and ours." What are we called? Well, we're called to be saints, according to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2. A saint is literally one who has been made holy, and that's talking about a person who is a New Testament Christian. So we are called by the gospel to be saints, to be those who have been made holy. We are made holy by obeying the gospel. Hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized, to wash away your sins, that God may add us to the church. And when we do that, we are justified. We stand right before God, and we live lives of holiness. We're saints. And so Paul says that God calls us through the gospel to be saints. Stay in this chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, but now look at verse 9. In 1 Corinthians 1, 9, Paul said, "God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." We are called into the fellowship with His Son. We're called into fellowship with Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 9. And then look at 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, and notice what Peter says in 1 Peter 2, verse 21. He's talking about Jesus being our example, and listen to what he says. "For to this were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in His steps." And now he's talking about the fact that Jesus suffered and that He endured suffering and hardship for the cause of the gospel and the cause of righteousness. And he says, look, you have been called to follow in the footsteps, to follow the example of Christ Jesus our Lord. Now this word example, it's the idea of a pattern. And maybe you remember when you were learning how to write the letters of the alphabet in elementary school, how that your teacher would set out for you maybe a piece of paper, and at the top of that piece of paper there was a perfect capital letter A. And your job was to copy that perfect capital letter A over and over again until your capital letter A looked exactly like the example at the top of the page. That's the idea with this word, or with this idea of Christ being our example. We are supposed to pattern our lives after His until our lives look like His. The gospel calls us to do that. The gospel says, come out of the world from darkness to light, 1 Peter 2:9. The gospel says, be those who are holy, be saints, 1 Corinthians 1:2. The gospel says, you are called into fellowship with Christ, 1 Corinthians 1:9, to follow the example of Christ, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. But then look at Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13. In this passage, Paul talks again about our calling, Galatians 5, verse 13. Listen to what he says. He says, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." Jesus said in John 8, verse 31 and 32, "Whoever commits sin is the servant or the slave of sin." The Bible teaches us that the call of the gospel, when we heed the call of the gospel, meaning when we obey it, when we do what the Bible teaches us to do, that we are set free from the shackles and the chains of sin. Romans chapter 6 will explain to us that we no longer live under the rule and under the dominion of sin, that sin is not our master any longer. And so Galatians 5:13, you are called to liberty. The gospel calls us to be free. What about Colossians 3 verse 15? Colossians 3 verse 15 tells us something else about the calling of God through the gospel. Listen to what Colossians 3:15 says. It says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful." Notice in this passage, we are called to peace. It is the gospel that produces peace and harmony and unity and oneness. When we listen to the call of God through the word, through His Word, and when we obey it, then peace can be the result. So these are our four questions. Does God call people today? Yes, absolutely He does. How does He do it? He does it through His Word, through the preaching of the Word of God. The Word of God pricks our hearts, Acts 2 verse 37. God calls people through His Word. And whom does He call? Well, everyone. No one is exempt. Everyone is called by the gospel. And to what are we called? We are called to step out of the darkness and into the light. We are called to be saints. We are called into the fellowship with Christ. We are called to follow the steps or the example of Christ. We are called to freedom and liberty from sin, and we are called to peace. The Bible describes the calling of God through the gospel as a heavenly calling, Hebrews 3 verse 1. The Bible describes it as a high calling, Philippians 3 verse 14. And the Bible describes it as a worthy calling, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 1. So when our friends or neighbors in the religious world, when we have discussions and we talk about the fact that God calls people, certainly what we need to do is open up the Bible, and we want to see from God's Word exactly what God says about who He calls and how He does that calling and for what purpose we are called. The Bible answers all of those questions for us. We've reached the end of our study today. Thanks for joining us on the Word of Life Bible Study Podcast. We hope that you'll come back and be with us again on our next episode as we open up the Bible and study more of the wonderful Word of Life. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Word of Life Bible Study Podcast. Please visit our website at swcofc.org for more information about the Southwest Church of Christ. And if you're in the Austin area, please come and visit with us. Thank you for listening, and please join us again as we open up our Bibles and study more of the wonderful Word of Life.